At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show.
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is Doge is going to look at Musk. And if Doge looks at Musk, we're going to save a fortune. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay,
I don't think
okay.
He should be playing that game with me.
President Trump and Elon Musk, the family is fighting again. What does this mean? Are we worried? There's a lot of winning going on right now. The Senate has passed the big, beautiful bill, and it goes to the House. That slap fight will happen. It'll probably get passed by tomorrow, signed by the end of the week. The sausage making is ugly, and now Elon Musk and Trump are going back at it with one another again. Let's ask our friend Link Lauren about it. Who's back with us? A must subscribe to podcast Spot On with Link Lauren. Do not miss it. He's a former senior advisor to RFK Jr. and a great political commentator. Link, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I was just saying, I was like, I love Annie Fry. We need to have her on my podcast. I don't know if you do other people's podcasts.
Sure.
And shows, but I'd love to have you on mine.
I would love to. I would love to do that. Absolutely. Did you hear that Elon Musk, Donald Trump little thing earlier today as they arrived at Alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah, well, I'm just jealous. I'm not at Alligator Alcatraz. I want to go tour. I want to see it. I'm looking for some new alligator shoes, so I think it'd be a really beneficial trip.
You're shopping. You're going there to shop.
Shopping.
I see.
Exactly. It's like that scene from Happy Gilmore where he's fighting with the alligator and then he gets the ball back. Yeah, that's how I imagined it. But no, everybody seems to be having a good time. It seems like President Trump has now fled. He's left Alligator Alley. He's headed back to the White House. While he was there on split screen, the Senate passed the one big, beautiful bill. I like my bills like I like my men, big, beautiful, and ideally just one of them. So,
bill.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, exactly.
There's somebody out there.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's headed to the House now. I don't know what's going on with Senator Murkowski. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm one of those people. Just let me know, okay? If it passes, great. If it doesn't, let me know so I can cover it, because I don't know what the heck is going to happen. And as for Elon and Trump, I don't really think that much about Elon either, and that's not a slight to Elon. You know, mm-hmm. He really supported President Trump's campaign financially, but I have to be honest, I feel like that money would have been there. I think this is President Trump's moment, right? He won on the policies, and so, you know, Elon can go on and do his businesses. President Trump was elected, not Elon.
Yeah. Yeah, because certainly. I think that the Elon Musk-Donald Trump relationship, I kind of held my breath through the whole thing. It was so publicized for obvious reasons. And then mm-hmm. There was the split, and then there was a little regret, and I thought it was kind of behind us. Now it's here again, and I wonder how much of that is stoked by the left. But what side of this fight would the left even take? They can't agree on anything right now as a party.
No, they can't agree on anything except that they want illegals to have better health care than I do on Blue Cross and that they want open borders. No, the left can't agree on anything. But as for President Trump and Elon Musk, my feeling is I don't think President Trump is giving Elon Musk that much thought. I think on social media and in the press, they love to have this feud, like Elon and Trump have had a falling out. I feel like President Trump was like, all right, well, we're moving on. You know, I don't think he was really too bothered by the whole Elon situation. And as I've said for years, I've never been a huge fan of Tesla. I been on record for this for years. Anytime I'm in a Tesla, it's kind of rickety. I'm fighting for my life. You go over a pothole and it feels like the Northridge earthquake. So I've never been a huge, you know, Tesla person, but I wish Elon well. It's just President Trump has a country to run. You know, you can keep tweeting. And I will say, I understand Elon's concern, right? Elon's like, why do we keep increasing the debt ceiling? We're, you know, $37 trillion in debt. I understand that, but we have to get border security. We have to get all of these things. And I don't know, I'm just going to trust the process and go with President Trump on this one.
Amen. I second that completely. I think that the American people have leaned into trusting Donald Trump's vision and have really shown that in a lot of the polling that comes across, that Donald Trump continues to poll well, especially this far into his second term in office. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what you think about some of the other issues that maybe aren't mainstream today, of course, with the Senate passing the big, beautiful bill. There are just this, there's a slow drip, and it's encouraging, of stuff coming out of the RFK Jr. Health and Human Services camp, mm-hmm. where there are companies, not because they're being mandated to, but because he's having conversations with them, that are telling us, like Nestle, among others, General Mills, we're going to do this a healthier way. How do you feel about RFK Jr.'s progress in the cabinet so far?
Oh, I think he's doing great, especially coming into a system where he's never, I think because people are under the impression his last name was Kennedy, he had all this, you know, government experience, you know, folks who maybe weren't paying so much attention. He'd never held public office, you know, never been a governor or a senator or a congressman. So he's coming into the cabinet, into the system, and getting his footing and getting his bearings. I think he's killing it and doing so well at Health and Human Services. And I think the free market, I think capitalism are really going to help push the health and wellness movement along, because when other companies start to say, well, we're banning our dyes and you're going to want our products because they're healthier and better for your children, other companies are going to have to follow suit if they're capitalist and they want to make money. And so it's interesting watching all these companies now. It's like every other day a new one comes out, you know, Hershey's and this one and that one, because they got to keep up. Parents are going to stop putting it in their grocery carts. You know, they're going to go mm-hmm. with the healthier alternatives.
Yeah, that's perfect example of what the free market can do. The first company mm-hmm. to get out there, they kind of get the main headlines, and then everybody else has to say, well, if I want to compete with Nestle and I'm Hershey, then I'm going to have to do what I need to do to make sure that I'm not the unhealthy option, right, as you mentioned, that stays out of the cart. I'm going to take you to New York City now. Mamdani, the New York City socialist, self-professed socialist candidate. Have you ever identified yourself, Link, as a Democrat? How do you ascribe?
No. Oh, God, I won't even go out with a Democrat. Could you imagine? Oh, I'm getting sick.
Okay, don't get sick.
But yeah, no, I've never identified as a Democrat. I think because I went to NYU and I lived in New York mm-hmm. and, you know, had friends who were Democrats and super liberal. People are like, oh, you were so far left and this and that. It's like, no, not really. Like, I'm from Dallas, grew up in a conservative environment. You know, my brother drives a pickup truck and collects guns. Like, that's my family. So I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate.
Yeah.
So I was never super liberal. Obviously, when I was living in New York, going to NYU, I was maybe a little more left and a little more, you know, trying to understand some of these things that were coming up as it pertains to LGBT, but now I don't care to please anyone and I just speak my mind. And when it comes to Zoran Mamdani, I think he's a pretty scary figure because he's a really effective communicator. He can smile in your face, kind of like Gavin Newsom does, but he's actually stabbing you in the back and ruining your life in the meantime. You know, I think Zoran Mamdani also was really good with social media. And as someone, you know, who worked on social media and comms on a campaign, you go to TikTok, you go to these places, you tell a bunch of young people they're going to have free everything, free this, free that. Hey, they're probably going to turn out and vote for you. And that's what he did. The problem is the people that are paying their taxes, that are going to pay for all that free stuff, they're going to leave New York City. So good luck to you on that, Zoran.
Amen to that. Do you believe that folks like Mamdani is an actual candidate? People are going to be able to cast their vote and say, yes, I choose what he stands for. Do you think that he has a different reality that maybe you and I do, that all of these policies, we feel like we understand how this ends if you start electing mm-hmm. socialists in this country? Do you think mm-hmm. he exists in a different reality where he thinks there's some utopia that's going to be achieved? Or do you think he knows how we at least feel it will end?
I think Zoran Mamdani is out for fame, fortune, clicks, in views, because he, as a recovering theater kid myself, game knows game. Like, I can see a theater kid from a mile away. And I feel like Zoran Mamdani, he's a theater kid. He tried to hack it in a million other areas. He couldn't do that. So now he's running in New York City, where if you tell all these kids from Columbia and Harvard and these rich white women like Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City,
yes,
you tell them you're going to get free this and free that, I'm like the anti-Trump, hey, they're going to come out and vote for you. But I actually don't expect Zoran Mamdani to get anything accomplished. And it's not just that he doesn't have governing experience. He doesn't seem that smart. Like, he's going to be able to get anything done. And the stuff he's promising these kids, I don't think he has any way of doing. I don't think as mayor of New York City, that's even in his wheelhouse or in his domain. When he was an assemblyman, he actually had a little more power to do some of that stuff with the freebies and the handouts. As mayor, from what I'm reading, he can't actually get that stuff done. But like an AOC, like a Jasmine Crockett, these Democrats, they want fame, fortune, and attention and followers. They're not actually interested in doing anything.
I wonder if that is something that the electorate is going to get tired of. I mean, all this social media stuff, people who are able to captivate, as you were talking about working in comms on a campaign, when you're able to captivate, how to really, really utilize that for your benefit, the people on the other end, you know, it's like any effective advertising, you don't really understand you're being sold something. I'm wondering if you think that the electorate is going to grow smarter than that as we become more accustomed to the way social media is, or if this is just the future, if this is the new way.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the American people are the smartest people. I always trust them, and they know best, and they know what's best for their household and their families and their kids. Like I've been saying the last week with the Supreme Court decision on the LGBT books, I think parents know what's best for their kids and their household. And I think they knew in this last election with Kamala Harris, remember, she was astroturfed all over social media. They did like that brat summer, and they did the memes and the videos, and they really made it seem like she was just this viral sensation. Well, she ended up losing every single swing state, because at the end of the day, people were like, that's great that you're viral, but we're going to vote for policies that actually help us. You know, it's great that you can like twerk and dance and like drop it low and laugh on cue, but we actually need food on the table. And with Kamala Harris, the one thing I'll say also, and I've been talking about this the last week since the primary in New York, Kamala has, and Gavin Newsom, the Democrat Party, has the exact same policies as Zoran Mamdani. I feel like Kamala, Gavin, and Biden were just better at hiding it, because Kamala, she wanted open borders. She wanted to defund the police. She wanted taxpayer-funded surgeries for trans people. I remember that ad all over the last few weeks before the election. So Kamala has the exact same policies as Zoran Mamdani. She was just a little bit, you know, more polished in that sense, and she'd been in the game a little bit longer. But no, I wouldn't trust any of these people.
Oh, it's a great analysis. I appreciate it. Link, you're a treasure. We appreciate you being with us. We hope you'll come back soon. You extend that invitation again.
I want to come back on Zoom. Hello. It's just Tuesdays, like, because I film Monday and Wednesdays, Tuesday is my day to run around and get everything done. So I have to come back on Zoom and kick it with you guys. And thank you. Thank you so much for being supportive. Thank you so much.
You bet so much. We will absolutely do that next time. Link Lauren, thank you so much.
All right, bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. Link Lauren, a great podcast. A lot of recommendations coming from the YouTube chat as well to check out. spot on with Link Lauren, gotten the chance to make this really great, awesome podcast because of Megyn Kelly. Because Megyn Kelly sees people like Link Lauren as giving them platforms to be successful and propping them up and then letting them, you know, take it and run with it. And Link, truly, I met him when I was at the White House, and there's all these people buzzing around at the White House, in the press room, around the area, just outside the press room where you see a lot of those people do stand-up interviews at the White House. And everyone's got a job to do. It's not like a tea party where everybody's welcoming everyone. But Link was so kind to me, talked to me. I could ask him questions, and he was just an absolutely genuine, kind person. And I'm so glad he's been able to come on here. We'll get him on Zoom so you can watch him as well on the YouTube channel while you listen on 97.1 FM Talk or the Odyssey app. Let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Sarah Sanders, or someone else? RFK Jr. made a comment about Marco Rubio saying, I never really approved of him, but we'll tell you what he said after that next. Don't go away.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.